Jean stopped off at the parade of shops that curved down the hill from the station to complete her errands. Steak and kidney would take too long, but the thought of eggs for tea again had a dampening effect on her spirits, so she bought some lamb's liver from the butcher. They could have it with new potatoes and broad beans from the garden. She didn't dawdle over the rest of her list. The shop shut promptly at 5:30, and there would be disappointment indoors if she returned home without the shoes or the medicine, and utter frustration for herself if she ran out of cigarettes. By the time she reached home, a modest 1930s semi backing onto the park, her cheerful mood had evaporated. Somehow, in transferring the waxed paper package of liver to her tartan shopping bag, she managed to drip two spots of blood on the front of her dust-coloured wool skirt. She was furious with herself. The skirt had not long ago been cleaned, and she knew from experience that blood was one of the most tenacious stains to treat.